Logos, Front Street Pictures. Text, Front Street Pictures presents a lowlife's production. A middle-aged bald man shuffles through the forest towards headlights. A knife glints behind him.
Help.
The man limps closer to the glare of the car.
Help. Help.
The knife slits his Achilles. Then his throat. Blood fountains out of his neck and he hits the ground. He lies face down on the ground. The killer drags him backwards by his ankles. Title, Lowlifes. The morning sun shines on the pine trees of a mountain forest. An RV drives down a single-lane country road through a misty valley. Inside are Polaroids of a dark-haired family. A gaunt man in glasses, Keith, turns a steak on a grill by the parked RV. A slender woman, Kathleen, sits at a picnic table.
What?
A young man, Jeffrey, smiles staring at the meat.
There you are. Boom!
Pretty pink, Dad.
That's right. Never disrespect a good piece of meat by cooking it to death.
A teen girl with sandy hair sits nearby on the phone.
Amy, all right. Meat's ready.
I gotta go, but I'll get you later. Okay?
Keith waves his tongs.
Stop. Okay. Bye.
Amy hangs up.
She's coming.
What'd I say?
Hmm?
I told you I don't want you using that while we're out here.
Oh, right. Yeah. I already got my one phone call.
Okay, don't be a smartass.
If I were smart, I'd be in Coronado with Blair, enjoying my break like a normal person.
Yeah, I'm sure he can survive another 2 days without you.
We only do this once a year, honey. You know how important it is, especially to your father.
Right. When you move out, you can plan your own vacations. Lunchtime.
I'm still full from breakfast. Thanks.
Hey, we're on vacation. Everyone has fun. And everyone eats. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Nice. I'm going.
Hey, where are you going?
For a walk. I'm tired of being around this piece of shit RV.
Hey, that's your grandfather's, and maybe
one
day it'll be yours.
Amy trudges off.
I'll take it.
You know, she might be getting a little old for this.
What's that supposed to mean?
Dad, this is like half fat.
If that's the best part, here, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Watch.
Keith eats the fat.
That's disgusting.
No, you love it.
No. No, not happening.
Amy walks along the edge of a field next to the thick, dry brush of the forest. She stands and gazes at the bare branches of the trees. She reaches into her pocket and pulls out a joint, placing it between her lips. She lights it. She inhales and casts her gaze downward, exhaling smoke into the foggy air.
Man, beats sitting in traffic on the 405, doesn't it?
It sure does. Think we'll see any sun this year?
We see plenty of sun at home.
Jeffrey shuffles a handful of chocolate bars. A rusty brown truck pulls up and a man with a scruffy beard and baseball cap hops out, followed by a man with lank hair and hooded sweater. He inspects the RV.
Can I help you?
Oh, having a barbecue, huh?
Yes, we are.
We're looking for Melior. You seen him around?
Come again?
Melior's my third cousin, boss.
He's also Vern's brother-in-law.
Well, we're just passing through here, really. We wouldn't be familiar with anyone.
See, Melior didn't show up for skinning this morning. Found his truck about 30 miles back in the ditch. Mm-hmm. No sign of Melior. Be about, what do you say, Billy? Stop me when I'm ready.
Oh, about normal hat.
Normal hat, yeah. About yay high. Lots of freckles. So many freckles, really, man's practically. One big freckle.
We haven't seen him. Have we, honey?
Yeah, no, we'd remember a,
Melior.
Smells awful good.
Yeah, yeah, we're just wrapping up here, unfortunately. We'd offer you something if we could.
I'm sure you would.
Jeffrey offers a candy bar.
Want chocolate?
Jeffrey, get back here.
Oh, that's all right. Vern loves candy.
How about this, young one? Fair trade.
Vern offers a baggie of dead insects.
They're fresh?
I'm good, thanks.
What's the matter, boy? You look queasy. Oh, well, all right. Cute kid.
We really ought to get moving on now. We're a little behind schedule.
Tell me, where are y'all from?
We live in Calabasas.
I work in L.A.
Wow. L.A.
L.A.
That would be Los Angeles, really. Violent city, I hear. Real violent.
Vern takes a bite of the chocolate. Amy returns and stares at the newcomers.
Who is this now?
Hey, little lady.
Tell me something. You seen Melior?
How could she? She's been with us the entire time.
Well, not the entire time. Yeah. I mean, I was here just right now, and she showed up out of nowhere like a gift from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amy, get in the trailer.
Amy folds her arms and goes inside. The men's eyes follow her.
Get in the trailer. Tell you what, Glasses. You mind if we hop in that trailer, too? Wouldn't take us but 5 minutes to check things out. You good folk can be on your way.
Keith opens his arms and shakes his head.
Gentlemen, are we done here?
I'll tell you what, Billy. I get the distinct impression we're not wanted here. You see Melior, you give us a holler, yeah?
Billy and Vern climb back in their truck. Keith watches them drive away with a wave. Amy emerges from the RV. The family drives on. Jeffrey sits at the RV table writing. Amy sprawls on the bed with her phone.
Noun.
Hillbilly.
Amy, don't be racist.
Y'all want some grasshoppers?
You see? Don't be a bad influence.
Adjective.
Slimy.
Nice. Adjective.
Yeah, there's an app for that.
Some of us still believe in traditions, Amy. Like pencil and paper.
I said adjective.
Amy tilts her head.
Trapped.
Noun.
Ingrate.
Are we gonna stay over in town?
Well, I haven't made up my mind yet. Do you have a preference?
I think we should keep going.
The sun sets, casting a reddish glow on the distant mountains. The RV takes a steep turn. Vern and Billy's truck blocks the road, its hood popped open. Vern has a rifle on his shoulder and Billy looks under the hood. The RV approaches them.
These guys do not give up easy.
Go around.
This isn't a 4x4.
Wait.
Oh, he has a shotgun. Okay.
Back up. Keith, back up now.
Relax. I'll handle it. Just be cool, everybody.
Vern and Billy saunter up to the driver's side window of the RV. Keith slides the window open.
Car trouble?
Just stop moving. Stranger thing.
Can you believe that? I've seen the two of you again.
Like something out of a miracle.
Well, there is only one road.
We need to move on. I'm sure that someone else will come by.
Will they?
You want me to call in a tow?
Well, our phones work fine. It's the car that's broken. Besides, really no tow around here anyway. Just Murray's family station. Closed on Sundays.
You don't fuck with Murray on Sundays.
Lord's Day and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't suppose either of you gentlemen happen to be a member of AAA.
Is that the Alcoholics?
Oh, shit, no, stupid. It's a fancy car service. That glasses here is a member, ain't you?
Well, beats Murray.
I got a better idea. You all seem to have lots of space in this here moving house of yours. Why don't you give one of us a ride into town so we don't have to spend the rest of the night in the cold like a bunch of animals, savvy?
It does get mighty cold out here at night.
Sure does. Nothing to fear. We're good old boys. We're raised right. This is just for our personal protection. Mountain lions and shit, you know?
You got coyotes?
Keith.
We need to leave.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd love to help.
Just take Billy. Just Billy. That's it. He lives just south. Drop him off home. His pa's got a piece of shit beater. He can pick up the car, come get me. Everybody wins,
it's
huh?
It's not about that.
Well, you're heading that way anyway. What do you say, huh? Be good Samaritans? Makes you feel any better, Shotgun stays here with me. Can't really abandon our earnings anyway.
There's a blood-splattered tarp in the truck bed.
So what you got in there anyway?
Well, that's our business, none of yours. Billy's harmless. Ain't you, Billy?
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Super harmless, yeah.
One second.
Well? I'm sorry, well? This is a best case scenario. Oh, come on. This is incredibly naive, Kate.
It's just one of them.
Kathleen draws back in disgust and takes a pill.
Yeah, let's give Billy a ride.
Oh, hot dog.
I'm gonna name a street after you around here. Fantastic. What good people.
Don't have too much fun now, Billy.
The family continues down the road, now with Billy sitting at the RV table.
Woo, I feel like a king in here.
Wanna play?
It's a short ride, Jeffrey. No time for games.
Oh, well, I love games. Let's play.
Good. You gotta give me the type of words that I ask for. Like, an adjective.
Adjective.
You know, like green?
Yeah, I know. I get it. Red.
But it doesn't just have to be a color. I mean, just any word that describes it now.
Gotcha. Like blue. Just playing with your balls.
Billy leers at Amy.
That's about delicious.
Hey, we don't want to miss that turnoff.
Just up ahead, boss. Can't miss it. It's the only turn before town. We're the only house on the road. Clary's never took too much to living in town. Too much law, not enough privacy. Been in that house nearly 80 years. A lot of history there.
So, do you live alone with your father?
Why my father? He's actually my great uncle. My folks, they died off years ago. It's just me, Paul, and my two baby cousins.
Flashes of the rotting house.
How old are your baby cousins?
Oh, 18, 22, somewhere in there. But they're good people, yes, ma'am. Especially Savannah. She's been running that place since she was a baby. I reckon if we make it back in time for supper, I'm sure they'll invite all y'all to stay. It's family always eats together.
Well, that sounds really nice.
Adverb.
Now you ain't playing fair.
Hey!
My turn.
You don't understand. We're not finished yet.
All these pages have been filled in already. Ain't a blank page in the bunch. Wait now. This here looks like Melier's handwriting.
Y'all get this book from Melier?
Now you're being ridiculous.
What makes you so sure it's his handwriting, Billy?
Well, these R's is backwards.
And some of these L's, too.
Jeffrey stands behind Billy.
Is Melier here? Playing work?
Jeffrey stabs him.
Jeffrey!
What did she say about waiting for the signal, Jeff?
Don't pull out the blades. You will make a mess.
Amy, help your brother.
Looks like he's got it covered.
You know, there is a time and a place for everything, young man.
I'm not cleaning that up, by the way.
Big surprise. I mean, you can't blame the kid for taking the initiative, right?
Because it was from you, you know.
Well, that's a compliment.
Jeffrey's eyes blaze with wild glee as he lets Billy's limp body fall. A young woman with long auburn hair, Savannah, hangs up her bow and arrow in a garage. She returns to Billy's family house, whose porch is decorated with bones and antlers. She turns and stares across the property. Inside, she opens a pot lid and sprinkles herbs in a sauce. Keith saws off Billy's arm wearing a white full bodysuit and gloves. Kathleen cuts meat on the counter.
You know, we can't pass up on something like this. It's perfect.
It's never perfect, Keith. You know that.
Oh my God, please stop being so negative. Amy, help your mother run a schedule anyway.
Hold on just a minute.
Hello?
I'm coming.
Where's everybody? Amy!
You know, you'd think we'd be better organized with the more that we do it.
Okay, just make some room in the freezer. I hope that's not too much to ask.
I don't know why everything has to be your way. You never listen.
Because my way is tried, tested, and true.
Amy shoves a bag of meat in a chest freezer.
Jeffrey, no raw meat.
You guys do it all the time.
Yes, because we are adults. Our immune systems are more developed.
Hey, you know, depending on how things go tonight, We might not have to go all the way up to Myers Creek.
You mean, we might leave early?
Maybe. Like I said, it depends on how things work out tonight. But in the meantime, you know, you might want to reevaluate that attitude of yours.
Will do.
Try and cheer up, honey.
Here. Your favorite.
Hmm?
Hey, why does she get all the eyes?
Because she can control her impulses.
Yeah, sure she does.
Fuck that!
Hey, fuck! Hey! Don't hit your brother.
Kathleen wipes her brow with a bloody glove. Amy turns to her.
Sorry, Mom. It's just out here in the middle of nowhere. And
I know, honey. You don't have to say anything else.
Okay.
I get it.
Keith retrieves Billy's phone and breaks it.
All right, let's wrap this up. We don't want to keep our hosts waiting.
Savannah, an old man, and a red-haired woman pray over the table.
And for our good health. And for the safety and sanctity of this our home, we do thank ye, O Lord.
Amen.
Pasta, again. If you're still wanting grits and innards, you can cook them yourself. Some of us like to eat a little fancy now and then.
Don't be ungrateful, Julianne. Your sister worked hard on this meal.
Don't look it, but the meatballs take hours on end. You have to get them just right with the breadcrumbs and the onions.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to bite my head off. I was gonna say, I liked it.
Gosh, you're sounding sensitive.
That ain't true.
Their heads turn.
Who's that?
Door's open. No knocks around here.
Oh, it's just Billy playing a trick or something.
I got a feeling it ain't Billy. It might be the sheriff. I think something's happened to Miller.
Right. That girl.
Always the active imagination.
Damn it, Billy! Grow up! Dang it.
Keith smiles.
Hi there.
Jesus Christ. Y'all aren't at all what I was expecting. How'd you get out of here?
Well, unfortunately, our trailer broke down back on the road. We all walked about 10 miles to get here.
Poor things. Even on the cold?
Town's that way. You can't miss it from the road.
Savannah, don't be rude.
Actually, we ran into your cousin, Billy?
Billy? You know Billy. Well, Billy's out looking for Melier.
Right. And apparently they're still out looking, and Billy said we should stop by your place. Said it was a shorter walk than to town.
I reckon it is. Gosh, where are my manners? Come on in, all y'all.
Thank you so much, guys.
Well. We ain't had genuine visitors here in years.
Huh, no kidding.
Your time's great, though. We have plenty of hot food ready. You just make yourselves at home.
Thank you very much.
The name is Neville, and these are my lovely granddaughters, Julianne and Savannah.
Hi. Keith Manning. My wife, Kathleen.
Hi.
My daughter, Amy.
Hi.
And my son, Jeffrey.
Real good to meet y'all.
What brings you all the way out here?
They say Billy sent him.
Well, no difference who sent him. They're our guests now. And right good clean folks they is. Well, come on in, have a seat.
Oh, no, we couldn't interrupt. Maybe we could just use your telephone?
Oh, you think they put a phone line all the way out here just for us?
We got a cellular phone, but Billy's got it with him.
Oh, so you mean you all share one cell phone?
Mm-hmm. We don't really have a need for two around here, so. Plus, we don't get much of a signal anyway.
You'd be surprised how much money we save.
So, basically, you're all on the family plan, then.
Right.
Well, come on. You've been walking for a long time.
Oh, yes. It was quite the trek.
Trek? Y'all from outer space?
Well, your hardship has ended. Tomorrow morning, Billy will drive you all down to the gas pump. What are you waiting for? Come on in. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Girls, go get some chairs out of the living room.
Keith smells his plate of pasta.
This here we call spaghetti and meatballs a la Savannah.
Well, it looks absolutely delicious. Right, kids?
Real delicious.
Well, we can't thank you enough for this.
Savannah done cooked it up.
Well, Savannah is quite the chef.
So good.
Takes after her mama.
Yeah, only because I have to. If you ran into Billy, how come he didn't drive you here?
Savannah, quit interrogating the guests.
Oh, no, that's okay. He, Billy was on foot, and he and Vern, they had split up looking for Melier.
Besides, we were almost here by then, just up by the fork in the road.
Don't mind Savannah. She's naturally suspicious and don't like people.
That ain't true.
Do these people look dangerous to you?
The handle of a knife pokes out from Keith's jacket. He and his family exchange glances. In Kathleen's purse is another knife.
Come on. Get with the program, girl.
Amy touches the knife in her sneaker. Jeffrey glares at a meatball. The family slowly lifts their knives.
I'm sorry. Where'd you folks say he's from?
Their eyes turn to the ceiling at the noise.
What's that?
Time to make room for Big Mac.
Big Mac?
We got gas, honey. Big Mac's my man. He usually works odd hours at the mill, but he's always on time for dinner. His name's really Mac, but we call him Big Mac because he's just so dang big.
A sledgehammer head hits the floor. The family sheaths their knives as the hulking man shuffles in.
Oh, hello. It is good to meet you, Big Mac.
Big Mac pats Keith.
Yeah.
No, he don't talk much, but he eats like a horse. Here, why don't you sit here, honey?
Julie Ann gives him her seat.
Well then, are you folks expecting any more dinner guests?
If y'all want to leave a brief message, I'll holler back at you, you hear?
Billy, where you at, boy?
Vern shivers by the truck.
I ain't feeling too good, man. I think I need a toilet. Hang on, I think I see you.
An SUV pulls up to Vern, who shields his eyes from the glare of the lights. A deputy sheriff in a wide brim hat steps out.
Evening, Vern. You staying the night or what?
Vern forces a smile.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing, Deputy Dipshit. You need a lift?
Never in a million years with you.
Are you still sour about that whole thing with the fence? You know that was just a misunderstanding, right?
Yeah, bullshit. You never gave us the benefit of the doubt, and besides, you're about an hour too late. Real nice folks from Los Angeles drove by. Gave Billy a ride. He'll be back any minute now.
Los Angeles? Drove a long ways.
That they did.
No sign of Millier, then?
Suppose that means you didn't find him neither, then, huh?
If he doesn't turn up in the morning, I'll call county, see if they can spare a car. Another set of eyes or two.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Vern grimaces and hunches over.
Wait, what's that about?
Too many grasshoppers.
Too many grasshoppers?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure about that lift?
You know, what really occurs to me right now is that I could just blow your head off right now. Nobody would know anything about it.
Suit yourself, Vern.
Suits me fine.
The deputy nods curtly and returns to his vehicle. Vern paces to the other side of the truck and winces.
Prick.
The deputy drives off. Vern dashes aside and pukes. The empty chocolate bar wrapper sits on the truck's dashboard.
Want some chocolate?
Oh, sorry, little feller. We don't eat sweets in this house. Brought your teeth.
Speak for yourself, Pa. Here. I'll take two, please.
Where's your restroom?
Oh, it's down the hallway right around.
Savannah, show our guest our restroom. If the shitter don't flush, don't fret, Savannah. I'll take care of it.
Thanks.
Mac glares at Keith.
I reckon you folks will probably want to leave first thing in the morning.
Keith and Kathleen nod at one another.
Most likely, yes.
Not that this isn't lovely.
Before you're on your way, you're welcome to a free haircut.
Excuse me?
Pa, don't embarrass me.
She got a job in town. Hairdresser. Oh. Finally got her out of the damn house.
I'm just a trainee, but I mean, I'd be happy to give you a cut if you'd like.
Yeah, maybe I could use a cut, you know, just a little off the top.
Amy rolls a joint in the bathroom.
You okay in there? I'll be out in a minute.
Amy hastily sweeps off the counter. A baggie containing Billy's eyeballs sits on the floor by the toilet. She checks her appearance in the grimy mirror. Savannah waits outside the bathroom with a plunger.
You flush all right?
Oh. Yeah, you didn't have to wait for me.
It's no bother.
They really give you the best work around here, don't they?
Yeah, someone's gotta do it.
Amy checks Savannah's palm.
They work you to the bone.
What in?
You're so calloused.
Well, your hands, they's so smooth for all city hands like that.
No, not all of them.
But, yeah. Savannah!
College, huh? Bet it's someplace fancy.
Yeah. Not really, but
Savannah just got accepted to East Heights Community College. First in the family.
Congratulations.
It's no big deal. That place accepts anyone who can afford the tuition.
It ain't like she's gonna go anyway. I think it's because she's scared to leave.
Shut up, Junior.
Okay, before we get too carried away, Pa wants us in the living room. It's, time to work your magic fingers.
The families sit in the dimly lit living room. Neville sinks into a rocking chair.
It's time for this evening's entertainment.
They're tired, Paul. Can we just let them go to bed?
In due time, but first, Savannah, would you kindly?
Don't worry, y'all. This will be quick and painless.
Savannah sits at a piano. Amy listens with wide eyes and shallow breath. The families smile as they listen, their faces creasing with emotion.
I'm here every day.
Amy used to take piano lessons when she was little.
But she quit.
Amy purses her lips.
Here we go. Now, it ain't been slept in years.
Huh.
Now, this is perfect.
It ain't much.
We can make do. We're very adaptable.
Keith picks up a wooden duck.
Quack, quack.
That's great.
All right, I'll leave you to it then.
Neville leaves Keith and Kathleen in the bedroom. Keith pumps his fists and Kathleen shushes him.
Come on, Kathleen.
I know, it's okay. Mm-hmm.
He kisses her cheek.
Yay.
You can have Billy's room. If he's not home by now, he's down at the bar. Now, it's cozy how Billy likes it. It can only fit one of you.
Cozy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeffrey?
I like it.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Well, mm-hmm. Sweet dreams. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
I'll try not to. Mm-hmm.
Amy teases Jeffrey with biting motions of her fingers. He rolls his eyes and goes into the tiny room with a single bed and moldy walls. He picks up an old baseball and turns it over in his hand. Then he lifts a framed photo of Billy. He smiles and shakes his head, putting the photo face down on the nightstand. Savannah and Julie Ann lead Amy down the hall.
Where are we gonna put her?
Oh, I can make it work on the couch.
Oh, don't be silly. Your room.
What? Where am I supposed to sleep?
Bed's big enough for the two of you, ain't it?
Why don't you sleep in your room?
Oh, I don't think Big Mac would like that very much. What's the matter anyway? You're both girls.
It ain't fair. What if my boyfriend was here with them?
Julie Ann smirks.
Where is your boyfriend?
Oh, Savannah don't like
this. Yeah, I just about had it with Savannah don't like this and Savannah don't like that. I'll tell you what Savannah don't like is being insulted like she ain't standing right here.
Oh, you break my little heart.
Lighten up. Good night, girls.
Night.
Savannah presses her face to her hands. Amy studies her.
You know, maybe I'm just a little busy with other things. Busy. Right?
Savannah frowns and nods.
You do have a household to run, after all.
Savannah nods. Amy steps past her into the room.
Yeah, that. You could just go right in. I gotta go tuck Paul in.
Amy shuts the door. Savannah bites her lip. Meanwhile, Keith takes off his jacket.
Two girls and a sick old man.
Not to mention one of the biggest human beings in the state.
Just a bump in the road, Cat. Bump in the road.
He is twice your size.
Yeah?
And when that poison works its way into his gut, that big old body of his will be doubled over.
Did you even see him eat the chocolate?
I didn't see him not eat it.
Something just doesn't feel right, Keith.
You're just upset because one of them plays the piano.
No.
Honey, you think too much. These people are lowlifes. Scum. Look at this place. Look at the way they live. I'll kill myself. Do you really think you're crushing somebody's dreams of Carnegie Hall? These people don't have dreams. They have no reason to be alive. Now, if anything, we're doing them all a favor.
Yes, but there are reasons that we come all the way out here to do this, away from civilization.
Exactly. And we are very, very far from civilization, Kathleen.
Keith drops an old garment on the floor and uses the hanger for his own jacket. Kathleen sits on the bed and exhales, licking her lips.
Did you bring the gun?
Keith tongues his cheek.
Kathleen, we've talked about this. Do you really want to teach your children the easy way out?
I don't think it's easy to kill. No matter how you do it.
Holy shit, do you even hear yourself talk? Ever? When we get home, I'm throwing out all those pills. Oh, and don't think that all this second-guessing hasn't rubbed off on Amy, either. Oh, she used to love this.
Fine. You always know best, right?
Right. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go check in on Jeffrey before he gets any fantastic ideas.
Yeah. Keith pecks Kathleen on the cheek.
Love you.
Kathleen reaches for her bottle of pills.
It's just one night, Kath. It's just one night.
She pops a pill. Savannah tucks Neville into bed.
You must be aching extra with all that extra commotion.
Neville frowns deeply.
What is it, Paul?
That shitty girl. You know you're just as good as she is.
Mm-hmm.
You can change your mind, you know. Go to that school. Julianne can clean up my shit.
Yeah, then who's gonna clean up her shit? I'm fine, Paul. I know where I belong, and at no community college.
Yeah, if you say so.
Savannah's brow furrows.
Those people, Paul, they seem a little off, don't you think?
Off? They seem awful nice to me.
Yeah, almost too nice, I reckon.
You think they're gonna kill us one by one and burn down the house?
Savannah breaks into a smile.
Yeah, I guess not.
I reckon he's more scared of you than you are of them.
For sure.
She kisses Neville's forehead.
Sleep tight.
Night and night.
Keith pops his head into Jeffrey's room.
You decent? Well, this is nice. Did you kill any yet? No, Jeffrey. Look, we just got in the room 5 minutes ago, okay?
Keith sits on the bed next to Jeffrey.
Now listen, obviously the situation has called for a change in plan, so we're gonna be using a strategy your dad likes to call, divide and conquer, and then cut them all into little pieces.
Who do I get?
Well, I haven't decided yet.
Can I kill the cook?
Well, your sister is sleeping with her.
Of course. Maybe she'll try kissing her instead of killing her.
Ew, no. That's not funny. Who told you to talk like that?
No one.
Keith rubs between his eyes.
Your sister is very reliable, Jeffrey, and that's not something I can say about you yet.
Oh, yeah? Well, the stupid one ate the chocolate, and so did her fat boyfriend.
Now, you stay away from him, you hear me? I will be dealing with Big Mac, and that is final. You hear me?
Yeah.
I know you gave them the chocolate. That was smart thinking. So if things work out, maybe you can get to kill Juliet.
But for now, you stay here and you wait for Dad's signal, okay?
Jeffrey nods.
Gonna be ready to go?
Jeffrey shows his knife.
You're definitely my son.
Keith leaves the room. Jeffrey smiles, then pulls on a pair of black gloves as his face twists into an intense glare. Vern makes a call, still by the truck.
Well, Billy, I figure either your phone is dead or you are, so I'm gonna take my luck on the road. Careful, Billy.
Vern grabs his shotgun and takes off. Amy talks on the phone in Savannah's room.
Yeah.
Savannah comes in.
I gotta go. Love you, baby.
I thought you folks didn't have no phone.
There's not much battery left.
Amy's eyes slide to Savannah's many archery trophies.
So, you're a pretty good shot, huh?
No. Not a lot of time for it these days.
Amy inspects a smaller gold trophy. Savannah sits on a chest.
Was that your boyfriend?
Amy looks down and shrugs.
That was Blair.
I didn't mean to interrupt or nothing.
Don't be silly. This is your room.
Right, I was thinking, I'm gonna sleep out in the living room.
Come on, I'm not gonna kick you out of your own bed. I can sleep on the couch.
It's no big deal. I sleep in that bed every night. I'm kind of tired of it.
Amy leans forward.
Maybe that's because you're usually alone. Come on. It'll be fun. We can pretend we're college roommates.
Amy takes off her jacket, showing her slim waist under a crop top. She sits on the bed.
College roommates sleep in the same bed.
Sometimes.
Amy leans back invitingly and pats the quilt. Savannah nods with a tight, embarrassed smile and joins her.
Okay.
Amy crosses her legs to face Savannah and smiles teasingly. Savannah shyly meets her gaze. Julie Ann vomits in the toilet. Big Mac shuffles to the bathroom and finds it locked.
I'm sorry. Give me a minute. I feels like something's burning in my gut.
Julie Ann, I need the toilet. Come
on. This toilet is occupied.
Big Mac thunders outside. Julie Ann buries her head in the toilet bowl. The eyeball still sits next to it. Big Mac lumbers across the yard, gripping his belly.
Savannah? Do you have any dreams?
Amy and Savannah lie back to back.
Sure. Last night I dreamed I was making supper for Pa and Julianne, and it turned out we didn't have nothing in the fridge. No, I mean like ambitions. Don't you want to get out of this place?
I haven't thought about it much. What about you?
I sometimes have dreams about my life. And they're boring dreams. Going for a walk or tidying the house. Boring shit like that. But in them, I'm far away and none of my family are there. Like nobody I'm supposed to love is ever around. And I'm the happiest I've ever been. When I wake up, I want nothing more than for that to be my life. Where I can just be a
good, normal person. Kind of like you.
Savannah smiles, her brow wrinkling.
Well, for what it's worth, I think you're pretty all right. You don't know me. All I know is what I feel.
Amy rolls over to face Savannah. She gently strokes Savannah's auburn hair and grazes her hand down her shoulder. Savannah rolls to face Amy, batting her eyelashes.
I ain't a fan of creepy crawlers, my babe.
Amy plants a kiss on Savannah.
Don't worry, I don't mind. What about Blair?
They kiss again, Amy's hand on Savannah's waist.
So it's okay with your folks then? It's okay with my mom. My dad doesn't know, really. He can be kind of old-fashioned. If you can call the Dark Ages old-fashioned. When are you gonna tell him?
I don't know.
Never. When the moment's right, whatever. Speaking of the rat vomit.
Savannah hoists herself onto Amy.
No, she does not. Pentagram's got spunk.
Savannah straddles Amy and they make out passionately. Outside, a hand grabs a hatchet. Neville slumbers in his bed. A dark figure creeps upstairs. Big Mac pants outside. Jeffrey appears behind Big Mac, knife in hand.
Better watch your step, little fella. Made a hell of a mess.
I'll show you a mess.
Jeffrey slashes Big Mac, who stops him.
You're gonna be dead meat!
Big Mac punches Jeff down. Inside, Savannah looks up.
What is that racket? Don't worry about it. I heard Here, I have an idea. You'll love this.
Amy pulls out her joint.
No, if Paul catches a whiff of that, he'll ring my name.
You're adorable.
Jeffrey slams the knife into Big Mac and jumps up, stabbing him repeatedly. Big Mac reels, bleeding from wounds all over his body. Inside, Amy lights the joint. She passes it to Savannah, who takes a drag. Big Mac limps away. He swings for Jeffrey, who moves like a flash, cutting him more. Big Mac hunches on the ground. Jeffrey raises his knife high. Big Mac shoves him down on his back and looms over him. Big Mac falls to his hands and knees and pukes again. Jeffrey scrambles up and stands behind Big Mac. He takes out a wire and chokes him. Oh. Inside, Keith tiptoes into Neville's room with the hatchet raised. Hearing a noise, he frowns and looks outside. He sees Jeffrey choking Big Mac.
Oh my god.
Neville shifts awake.
Keith?
Keith swiftly swings the axe. Blood splatters the wall.
Fucking idiot.
Jeffrey grins as Big Mac's body hits the ground. Keith sneaks outside.
Jeffrey! Get in here!
Jeffrey's parents confront him into bedroom.
You did what?
Shh, calm down, honey. Jeffrey, go to your room. When we get home, you are going to be in for the worst punishment of your life.
But I didn't do anything wrong.
You disobeyed me and your mother. Now go. I'm going to be in to check on you in 1 minute, so you better be there.
Kathleen's eyes fill with tears.
Hey, hey.
Keith follows Jeffrey out.
You earned this.
Keith hands Jeffrey a baggie containing a bloody tongue.
Adjective?
Proud.
Keith pats Jeffrey's cheek.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Jeffrey smiles to himself and returns to his room. Keith rolls his head back and returns to Kathleen.
I blame you for this, Keith. Oh my god, he could have been killed.
But he wasn't.
Wow, you are glad that he did it, aren't you?
Of course not.
He is a child, Keith. He has got it in his head that he is invincible.
Kathleen, I hate to keep bringing this up, but maybe if you weren't constantly showing weakness, he wouldn't feel the need to take matters into his own hands.
How dare you? How dare you? This has nothing to do with me. You are the one who spoils him.
Keep your voice down. Kathleen, you cannot keep him tied to your apron strings forever. He's got to grow up at some point.
He is 16!
Hey, give me those. Give me those.
No! Keith,
Kathleen!
Keith twists Kathleen's wrist and takes her pills.
These are driving you mad. Maybe I take them away, and I get my wife back. Hmm?
Kathleen swallows and her mouth opens and closes.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Kathleen, everything is gonna be okay. Everything.
Kathleen nods.
Say it.
Everything is going to be okay.
Good.
Keith steps closer and holds Kathleen's hips.
There is one thing that Jeffrey still hasn't figured out how to do. And that's how to clean up after himself.
Yeah. I'll go get it started.
It's good.
Kathleen nods and leaves the room. Keith presses his lips together, then hurls the pill bottle against the wall. Meanwhile, Amy and Savannah continue kissing, now Amy on top.
Amy, I feel crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What can I say?
It's really good shit.
Yeah. I swear, I've never been this high.
There might be a couple extra ingredients in there.
The end of the joint sits on the nightstand.
Time for real fun.
Amy kisses down Savannah's neck and chest as she runs her hands down her legs. She reaches for the knife in her sneaker. Savannah closes her eyes, her lips parting in ecstasy.
I'm sorry, I just need a few minutes.
Amy falls on the knife.
You okay?
Oh my god, what happened?
You pushed me off the bed.
Where'd that come from?
for protection.
Amy bites her wrist and pulls the knife from her thigh. Savannah ties a tourniquet.
That is right here for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I gotta forget some dressing.
Dressing?
Yeah, I reckon you need some stitches too. Don't worry, I spent 2 summers helping up Doc Lee through, so.
Amy grips the knife and raises it. Savannah kisses her head.
What's the matter? Is there anything you can do?
Savannah hops up.
Jeez. I'll be right back.
Amy sits there stunned. Savannah strides out across the yard to the garage. She digs through boxes on the shelves and finds a first aid kit, then freezes hearing a noise. She grabs a flashlight and shines it out into the misty night. The light of the flashlight passes over the parked RV. The door bursts open and Savannah hides. Kathleen and Keith come out.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
What?
Some blood on your sleeve.
Oh.
Kathleen licks it off.
I didn't notice.
Savannah's brow furrows.
Thank you, honey. You know, I'm in love with you every day.
Keith kisses Kathleen.
Now comes the easy part.
Savannah watches them head back inside. She creeps into the RV and shines her light around the dark space. Inside, Julie Ann is still hunched in the bathroom.
God damn it.
She leans on the wall and wipes her mouth.
Mac, I need help.
Savannah inspects the chest freezer, then the family photos hanging on the wall. Julie Ann frowns and looks down next to the toilet. Savannah whips around and sees Billy's cap hanging on the wall. She sees bloody handprints on the bedroom door. Julie Ann slowly lifts the eyeball in a baggie. Savannah sees Big Mac's face pressed against the glass shower door. Julie Ann jumps back.
Fuck!
She drops the eyeball. Savannah races out of the RV. Julie Ann staggers out of the bathroom and leans on a wall, then makes her way to Neville's room. She finds him with the hatchet buried in his head. Keith grabs her from behind.
Kathleen!
Help! Please help! Help me!
Hey, honey, this
no,
one's yours.
No, no, no! Help! Help!
Kathleen!
She keeps jumping around. Okay?
Oh.
Keith slams Julie Ann's head on the table.
There.
He grins at Kathleen.
Now, no more excuses. Oh my God, Kathleen, I promise you. You won't have to kill the one who plays the piano, okay? Do it, Mom. It's your turn now.
Hey, what did we say? Get back in that room right now and stay there until we are through here.
No, Jeffrey. I want him to see this.
Kathleen's jaw drops. She shakes her head.
All right, then, I guess it's time to stop fucking around.
My God. I forgot how beautiful you are. When you're about to kill someone.
Keith strokes Kathleen's face and kisses her. Jeffrey grimaces. Julie Ann struggles to awaken. Keith stands over Julie Ann and beams. Kathleen nods, holding the knife.
Let's finish.
An arrow pierces Kathleen's neck.
Honey?
Blood pours from Kathleen's mouth.
Mom?
Keith and Jeffrey stare in shock. Kathleen topples over.
Stay away from the windows!
Amy pulls herself to her feet and looks out the bedroom window. She sees Savannah sprint across the yard. She turns around wide-eyed and pulls on her jacket.
Mom, please wake up! Oh my God, please.
What the hell is going on?
Amy stops in her tracks.
Mom?
They killed her.
Amy falls to her knees. The family stares at Kathleen's body.
Amy, she's gone.
Keith holds out his hand to stop Amy.
I said she is gone. That's enough.
Amy glares at her father.
Are you happy now? You and your stupid fucking hobby.
Hobby? This is what we do. This is who we are!
No, this is different! These people aren't drifters or street trash, okay? They're a family just like us!
These people are nothing like us.
This is your fault. You were supposed to kill the cook, and what happened? Did you get high, or was it something else?
Shut up!
Keith shoves Amy down and grips Jeffrey by the shoulders. Julie Ann struggles to crawl.
Everyone just needs to take a deep breath. You can't panic now.
Amy looks at the arrow hole in the glass, sits up, and her eyes widen.
I saw her going around the front. She could have gotten back inside the house.
What if she goes for help?
No. She's not going anywhere without her sister.
Just torch the place now.
We are not going to betray your mother's memory by letting those things survive!
Amy strokes Kathleen's head.
That pig does not live.
Jeffrey shoves out his chin and stands up. He kicks Julie Ann in the stomach on his way by. Keith seethes, staring at Kathleen's body.
Amy, take your brother and get your mother out of here.
Amy grips her mother's knife and leaves. Amy re-enters the living room, wiping the knife clean. Keith has tied Julie Ann to a chair.
Nice and tight.
Why are you doing this?
Oh, Julie Ann.
Call for your sister.
No.
No.
Amy looks out the window.
Say her name.
No.
Keith grabs Julie Ann's hair and yanks her head back. He cuts her cheek. Keith creeps around and whispers in Julie Ann's ear.
Now we play the waiting game.
Savannah listens outside.
Now I am starting to lose my patience. Does your sister even love you? Maybe you're not screaming loud enough.
Savannah holds a handful of firecrackers.
You'll never find Savannah. She's way too smart.
Oh. Well, I got bad news for you.
Keith holds one of Julie Ann's fingers.
No.
Smart has nothing to do with it.
He breaks it. Amy's frowns.
Damn it. Let's see if that works.
Amy twirls the knife in her hands. Jeffrey paces down a hallway. Savannah sneaks into her bedroom window with her bow and looks around. She spots Amy's mobile phone on the nightstand and picks it up. Jeffrey hears talking from Savannah's bedroom.
Hear me? They're in the house. Paul's already dead.
There's a fucking crazy family.
Savannah frowns at the dead phone. Jeffrey approaches the room, dragging his knife tip against the wall. Savannah hears the footsteps coming and leans against the wall. Jeffrey touches the doorknob and pushes the door open. Savannah whacks his face with her bow.
After 10:30, so this better be a goddamn emergency.
Yes, sir.
The deputy.
Dispatch just got a suspicious call, and it came from a 213 area code. That's Los Angeles.
And?
Well, I was thinking. Vern mentioned that Bill hitched a ride back to his place with some folks from Los Angeles earlier tonight.
Get to the point, kid.
Well, I thought maybe we should drive by the Cleary place. Make sure everything's, you know, kosher.
How far away are you?
45 minutes. Staring at my driveway, warm bath, and a nightcap.
And you don't think it can wait till morning?
Right. But, I was just thinking, with Mailer gone missing, and with all these...
I won't be the one to stop you from going with your gut, deputy.
The deputy nods, knitting his brow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He hangs up and puts on his hat.
All right. You're a deputy. You're a goddamn deputy. All right.
Keith and Amy watch Julie Ann.
Savannah's made it to town by now. The cops will be coming.
I love your accent. Honestly, I do. But I think you're wrong. I think she's still here.
She's definitely here.
Keith leans close to Julie Ann.
Call it a instinct.
Julie Ann recoils, her eyes filled with tears. Keith screams out the door.
Now hear this, bitch! You've got 30 seconds before I start cutting up little sister here. 30 seconds!
I told you she's long gone.
15!
Savannah enters with a knife to Jeffrey's throat.
Savannah, no. I told him he was smart.
Well, you think you're gonna hurt him?
I killed your wife and I ain't got no problem killing him too.
Let her go.
No. See, this is not a negotiation.
Keith holds the knife over Julianne.
Please, just go. Don't touch her.
God.
It's two against one. So, you do the math.
Savannah, drop it, okay? He's really gonna kill her. He'll kill her. He's gonna do it. You don't want this?
Amy shakes her head. Julianne looks pleadingly at Savannah. She lets Jeffrey go.
You weren't gonna let her kill me, right, Dad?
Shut the fuck up, Jeffrey. You're so dramatic. Go get the gasoline.
Sorry.
I don't want this for you.
Kids, am I right? They're kind of the worst.
Amy takes Savannah's knife.
She's in trouble now.
Please. She's my baby sister.
Amy leans close to Savannah.
You just fucked up the wrong family.
She hurls Savannah down.
Please just let her go. I'll do anything, please.
Of course you are. You're gonna give me a haircut. Just a little off the top.
Ooh. Let's just let Savannah go.
Okay, so we let her go. Now what?
I don't care. Kill me, I don't care.
Oh, so stoic. Just throw yourself on the fire for your sister. This is a good sister you have here. Mm. You're one of the good ones.
Outside, Jeffrey pours gasoline. Keith melts butter in a pan. Amy sits in the rocking chair.
No. Never seen him quite like this before. I think he might be going crazy.
Keith dances as he drops a hunk of meat in the pan. He grins, adding seasoning and spooning butter over the mat. Julianne and Savannah are tied back to back.
Okay. I hope you all are very hungry.
He wafts the cook steak at Julianne.
Smell familiar.
Leave her alone.
No guess? No. Let me give you a hint. Did you go anywhere?
Yep.
Keith unwraps a big hand with Mac tattooed on the knuckles.
Yes! She can read! Give her a hand!
He pats Julianne with the hand.
Now, I know exactly what you're thinking. Did he use too much salt?
Keith takes a bite.
Oh. Oh, no. This is perfect.
Your cannibals.
Very perceptive. And tonight, so are you. Hi.
Oh, my God, no.
Stop it. She didn't do nothing.
You know? You're absolutely right.
Keith offers the bite to Savannah.
Open. If you don't swallow the whole piece, I'm gonna take your thumb. Open.
They're not gonna eat. Let's just fucking kill them so we can torch this place.
Would you please shut up? You sound exactly like your mother. You know what? Let's just make sure we're all on the same page here, huh?
No. Fuck. Just stop.
Yeah, I think it's time for a little finger food.
No, wait, no.
He slices off Julianne's finger. Amy laughs open mouth. Blood pours on the floor.
Or is that thumb food?
Keith snacks on the finger.
figures aren't really my thing. But there is something about a nice, juicy thumb.
You monster! All y'all are monsters!
Well, I'm not fucking around, that's for sure. Eat.
I ain't eating it. You're just gonna kill us both anyway.
Oh, wait. I think I've got this all backwards. She should be eating, and you, a little pianist. Now, I wonder, which fingers are most important for piano playing? Or, follow me, for, say, working a bow and arrow. I got it. They're all pretty important.
I'm sure your daughter knows all about the importance of fingers, ain't that right?
Try not to talk unless you have something important to say.
Okay. Your daughter had sex with me.
That's ridiculous. You're a woman.
I know. Your little angel is a lesbian.
What makes you think I care?
I don't have to think. She told me everything.
She's lying.
If I'm lying, then how come I know about Blair?
Blair is your boyfriend.
Oh, he's her friend, but he ain't no boy.
Don't fucking listen to her, Dad. She's trying to get inside your head. Let's just stay focused so we can fucking get this over with.
That's why we never met Blair. I thought you were embarrassed of us.
Amy rolls her eyes. Keith takes off his glasses.
All those Playboys disappearing from under my bed? Those posters of Taylor Swift and Evan Rachel Wood.
That's all normal!
She's a junkie too. She laces her joints with God knows what. I still can't see straight.
I can't breathe! I didn't fucking kill you.
You are an addict and a lesbian?
You can't be addicted to pot!
Oh, you bet your ass you can. First it's sleeping with women, then it's drugs. Before you know it, you're living in San Francisco and knitting sweaters for a fucking farmer's market!
Congratulations! You're letting them win!
No. You disrespected me, and you disrespected your mother.
Mom knew.
Savannah struggles free.
And she supported me.
Oh, supported you with what? Scoring illicit drugs to lace into your joints, which are still illegal in the places that count.
She supported my sexuality, you fucking prick.
She would never. You filthy little liar. How could you do something so vile and disgusting and unnatural?
I'd rather eat pussy than people! Ah!
Damn it!
Oh. Savannah stabs a fork into Keith's eye.
Oh my God. Oh.
Amy tackles Savannah. Keith pulls the fork, taking his eyeball out with it. Amy chokes Savannah on the floor.
That, sweetheart.
Keith eats his own eye.
Not at all. But I bet yours tastes even sweeter.
Vern bursts in and shoots. Jeffrey rushes inside. Savannah knocks Amy out.
Checkmate, glasses.
Vern aims at Keith, who's been shot in the shoulder.
Dad?
Shoot him!
Keith knocks Vern out and grabs a knife. Julie Ann kicks him.
Run, Savannah! Get out of here!
Keith tackles Vern and Jeffrey backs Savannah into the kitchen.
Get away from me, you little fucker!
To kill you, you fucking bitch!
He burns his hand on the stove. Vern digs his thumb into Keith's wound. Savannah splashes boiling water on Jeffrey's eyes. Vern chokes Keith.
Could you do that, son?
Savannah pins Jeffrey to the wall by his neck.
What did you do? What? What did you do?
Vern shoves his thumb into Keith's eye socket. Savannah struggles to hold Jeffrey to the wall.
Ah!
Keith reaches for the knife. He stabs Vern in the head. Savannah snaps Jeffrey's neck. He slumps on the ground with a bright red face. Keith flops next to Vern's body.
Die, you egg fuck.
Keith looks up to see Julie Ann with a sledgehammer raised over him.
A little off the top, right?
Oh, shit.
She splits his head open and he lies still. Savannah and Julie Ann limp into the kitchen breathing heavily.
Is it over?
We should have never let those people in the house to begin with.
Probably not, but here we are, ain't it?
Amy wakes up.
Door stays open.
She blinks groggily and looks around.
I'm sorry for teasing you so much.
About what?
You know. Boys.
Amy pulls the knife from Vern.
I don't like boys.
I know. And I don't care.
Amy stabs Julie Ann.
No!
Savannah tackles Amy and rips the knife from her hand. The who struggle and the knife goes flying. Amy crawls toward the shotgun. Savannah drags her back. Amy kicks Savannah in the face and scrambles to her feet. Savannah grabs Amy's hair.
The face I'm using. I am so over you.
She bashes Amy's head against the piano keys. Amy rolls on the ground bleeding. She grasps for a knife. Savannah lifts the sledgehammer and drags it toward her.
I'm gonna make this slow.
Amy's eyes widen and she crawls to her feet.
Run!
Amy sprints outside. Savannah chases her down the porch steps. Savannah is shot in the head. Amy gapes. The deputy stands there with his handgun drawn. Amy trembles, covered in blood.
Hey, it's okay.
The deputy looks around.
Easy, it's okay. All right, let's get you out of here, okay? All right? Come on. It's okay.
He helps Amy away from the house.
Something awful in this house. Looks like these city folk took one hell of a long turn. Clear is they ain't never been known to be, violent.
Blood spurts from Keith's head.
Solitary. Weird, maybe, but not. Not this. Being out here does some strange things to you. A girl's cut up real bad. I think she might have some broken ribs. See you soon. Hey.
EMT's 30 minutes out. All right? Just hold on.
Amy sits stunned in the deputy's passenger seat. He hears a noise and draws his gun. Amy lowers her head, watching him search the area. She puts a joint in her mouth and lights it. She exhales smoke into the night air. The deputy searches near the RV. Amy stands behind him, gripping a knife in her hand. He shines his flashlight on the RV. Amy swings the knife, her eyes blazing. She puts the key in the ignition of the RV and sits back in the seat. Her family photos still hang on the wall.
Good for the weekend. Highs at 28 and sunshine throughout the area. Currently we have clear skies and a warm front moving into the northeast. Westerly winds are approximately 20 kilometers, gusting into 20, we'll say 40, and settling back to 20 kilometers by morning.
She puts on Billy's cap.
Forecast for next week is looking good with sunny skies. And then we'll have a mix of sun and clouds.
She gazes at her reflection in the rearview mirror.
Ain't that something?
The house is engulfed in flames. Amy puts the RV in gear and steps on the gas. She drives away through the cloud of smoke and embers, the taillights glowing red. Credits, directed by Tesh Gudikonda and Mitch Oliver. Written by Al Kaplan, executive producer Brad Luff.
Like the moon dances on the water, these ghosts, they will haunt you. Like the flames letting go of the embers of a fire, between the smoke and the sky, they will find you. Like the echoes of a canyon, dead man's companion, broken chains of generation, heaven's gates open for the pained one. And I have fallen and I have flown, and I've gone with the wind wherever it blows. Like a wild rose grown through a stone, it's all I know, it's all I know. Paints the horizon, it's out there and I'll find it. It lives in the unknown, somewhere beyond flesh, blood and bone. And I have fallen and I have flown, and I've gone with the wind wherever it blows. Like a wild rose grown through a stone, it's all I know, it's all I know.
Copyright 2024 Lowlifes Productions Limited, all rights reserved.